This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves and need Your mighty hand here this night in the name of Jesus. Lord, just to thank You and praising You for Your glory, Your mercy, and Your love. Just to thank You and praising You for who You are, that You are God. And besides Thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor, and prepare the people's heart to receive Thy word in spirit and in truth. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up the book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. And the word of God reads, I marvel that you are not soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or any angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just before we get into the teaching tonight, amen, life has unseen things that comes up. And we will, hallelujah, the broadcast will be about 35 minutes tonight because we have other things that came up unexpectedly. But God is good and worthy to be praised. So pray with us and for us as we bring forth the word of God. God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about spiritual deception is on the rise. Spiritual deception is on the rise. Even now in 2021, the Bible says there will be false prophets going throughout the land. And when we look around, we see that spiritual deception is growing, and it's growing rapidly throughout the land, not just in this United States of America, but all over the world. So believer of Christ, spirituality without Jesus is dead on arrival. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. Believer of Christ, spirituality without Jesus is dead on arrival. As believers of Christ, our culture is saturated with it is saturated with others' gospel, which is the false gospel that is being preached and accepted throughout the land. But true spirituality is only found in Jesus. A growing number of churches here in 2021, they are supporting a socially-minded work based and watered down the gospel. This form of spirituality is symbolic, suggested of a lukewarm last day church gospel message, because the sermons are the sermons about sin, repentance is not really taught like it used to be. It is diluted with error, and even the atonement and obedience are being replaced with psychological pep talks filled with hyper grace. Yes, the core message of the hour have been replaced with a phony spirituality that appeals to the masses. When we look around the mega churches that are springing up, they are filled with people go in and come out in a way that is not really meeting their needs. So child of God, spiritual deception is on the rise here in 2021. As believers of Christ, we are not called to be the community psychological support group. No, we are called to preach Christ and Him crucified, risen, crucified and risen from the dead. Yes, brethren, we are to reach out to the least of the lost and go to the byways and the highways and compel the lost people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Some ministers, even in pulpits throughout the land, have said that the message of salvation to lost folks is old-fashioned. But I stop by tonight to remind you that Jesus gave the Great Commission to his apostles before he ascended on high. And we, as Jesus, followers of Jesus, we have to preach the same gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that have been commissioned to the apostles as well as the disciples of Christ in the days that we are living in. And we ought to go out and witness and tell others about Jesus. And we should do this under the leadership and the direction of the Holy Spirit, with the gospel as being our central message. Yes, the hope of the gospel will compel some people to enter into the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They will enter into the true spirituality, and some will also make a decision to follow Christ. They are not following a program. They are not following a movement or a personality. No, their heart is determined. They are determined to have a heart conviction of following Jesus Christ, to make a personal commitment to him. Child of God, if you are searching for spiritual fulfillment at this hour, in this time that we are living in. If you are searching for spiritual fulfillment with meaning, you will not find it in Buddhism. You will not find it in Islam or any other religious group. You will not find it in your horoscope, which will provide no answer, nor will a fortune teller be able to give you true knowledge. Hallelujah. At this hour, you will not find true spirituality in self-revelation or realization or in spiritual spirits, guides, or medium, or contemplative prayer. All of these will leave you empty. With empty, hallelujah, alternatives. Believer in Christ, Jesus is the author of true spirituality. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. I'm reminded where Jesus met a woman at a well who was spiritually thirsty. Here is what Jesus said to her in the book of John, the 4th chapter, verses 23 through 26. But the hour will come, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, a woman said unto Jesus, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speaketh unto thee am he. Beloved, Jesus' gospel is for everybody. Jesus' gospel, the true gospel, it is for the businessman who have preached, who have reached the pinnacle and left empty and wanting. The gospel of Jesus, it is for the college co-ed looking for meaning in life. It is also for the teenager who is feeling hopeless and compelling suicide. The gospel of Jesus Christ, it is for the mom who is on empty and wanting more room, more from this life. It is for the young couple who is searching for contentment in the book of the Mormons. It is also talking about the gospel, the true gospel of Jesus Christ. It is also for everyone who have tried but failed miserably at true spiritual freedom. My brothers and sisters of Christ, Jesus came and he gave us peace that far passes human understanding. That's why the Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making your requests known unto God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. According to Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Beloved, what Jesus required from you as a follower of his, he requires a heart that is willing to confess sin before a holy and righteous God, and for us, hallelujah, and for you to repent. Jesus requires that you confess as Lord and Savior and believe that God raised him from the dead. Jesus will give you true spirituality. Oh, yes, he will. Because he is the way maker. He is the way, the truth, and the light. It was Jesus who bridged the gap between God and man. It was Jesus who shed his blood for the remission of all sins. It was Jesus that they laid stripes on his back and he bled. Hallelujah. They placed a crown on his head and blood and sweat came trembling down. It was Jesus who they led on an old rugged cross, drove stakes in the palm of his hands and in the ankles of his feet. It was Jesus that they ran by and they stretched him wide. It was Jesus who they pierced him in the side in water, and water and blood came trembling down. When it hit the ground, the lightning started flashing. The thundering started roaring. Hallelujah. And the dead, hallelujah, came out of tombs and walked among the living. It was Jesus who then said, who said not a mumbling word. And he committed his spirit into the Father's hand. It was Jesus before he gave up the ghost. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is our Savior. He is the one that has set the bar for us to follow. Jesus will give to every believer in Christ. He will give you true spirituality. So, beloved, look past, even now in 2021, look past spiritual deception. Look past the empty promises and books that give false hope. Look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. All these other gospels, the false gospel, they are pathways to spiritual deception and death. Yes, remember this, that spiritual deception is on the rise in 2021. Jesus Christ is the way to eternal life and true spiritual fulfillment. Jesus is at the door of our heart on a daily basis, knocking. Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and I will sup with him and he with me. So believers of Christ, remember this always, that every teaching and every movement for Christ must first be proven or tested before it can be accepted as being truth. And the test of truth is not in its miracles, signs, and wonders, signs or popularity, but it is in its faithfulness to the word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall stand forever and ever. People of God, saving faith is not just a matter of accepting God's word to be a true and factual account. Saving faith is a matter of loving the truth. This means, beloved believer in Christ, with all our heart and not just with our mind alone. Yes, the word of God says we're supposed to love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love our enemy as ourselves. You see, saving faith will not only produce a love for the truth, it will also produce a hatred for sin. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. True spirituality, saving faith will not only produce a love for the truth, the absolute truth, God's truth, it will also produce a hatred for sin. Spiritual deception and desire love in 2021 is on the rise. And we as believers of Christ, we have to speak up, hallelujah, in a world that is filled with deception, filled with hatred, filled with sin and darkness. Bible says in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Hallelujah. That's why God has extended grace, mercy, and love upon each and every one of us on planet Earth. Well, man as a whole has pleasure in unrighteousness. And when I'm talking about man, including women too, bar and girl, in darkness without Christ, we live in unrighteousness. And it reveals the sinful heart of all mankind. Yes, beloved, the choice that we make individually when we come each and every day, we make a choice between light, which represents Jesus Christ, and followers of his, between light and darkness. Darkness represents worldly lusts, those that are still lost in the world. It is the same as a choice between loving the truth and having pleasure in unrighteousness. Yes, we as individual on a personal note, we have to make a stand. We have to decide on a daily basis which way to go. People of God, we must understand that God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that sits high but look low, he never leads anyone into false belief, because God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. God is a God of truth, and truth characterizes everything that God does. Bible says here, beloved, in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. God's word is true and nothing else. God's word is absolute truth. Can't take from it or add to it. So, beloved, God's Holy Spirit and God's word are the only deception-free sources of information in this lost and dark world that we are living in. Only God's word and his Holy Spirit are deception-free sources of information that we can rely on. People of God, spiritual deception is a spiritual condition. As such one, we cannot fight. We can't fight it in doing with fleshly weapons. No, this is a spiritual warfare that is going on a daily basis. Yes, here in the Word of God, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, Bible says, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the carnal or according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yes, the God that made us, the God holding all power in his hand, he will not lead you to false. He will not lead you, hallelujah, to false religion. No, he's true. He is a good God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, spiritual deception is on the rise. The Bible let us know that in the end times, the Spirit said in the end times, hallelujah, some shall depart from the faith. The end time will be a period of extreme deception. Here, the Word of God let us know in the book of Matthew 24, verse 24, where there shall arise false Christ and false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, behold, spiritual deception is on the rise. Oh, yes, it is. We have to be mindful of this every time. And even now, when we look around, people can stray from the faith. Hallelujah. So, beloved, only the humble knows how dependable, how dependent they are on God. Only those that is sincere and committed to him. We see here that pride and self-sufficiency takes root when we often open the door to further deception. Bible says here in the book of Hebrew, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, believer of Christ, neglecting time in God's word can cause further deception in our walk with the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember that spiritual deception is on the rise in 2021. So we as God's people has to pray. It is time to rise up and stand in the gap and pray against spiritual deception. We need to stand and intercede that, hallelujah, that our eyes we open, that we be on guard, stay on watch, and read our Bible on a daily basis. pray, ask the Lord to help us to overcome. Because the word says, though we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank God tonight. We thank him because he is merciful. We thank him because he's lovable. We thank him because he is a good God. Amen. Amen and amen.
God bless you, everyone. We pray that you have enjoyed the message today and you've heard something that you can apply to your life. If so, please feel free to share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would love to have you and them also. Also, if you have questions, comments about anything that you heard, topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, those questions, comments, and topics should be written to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We would love to hear from you. We pray that you'll have a great weekend. If it's cold where you are, please stay warm. Know that God loves you and so do we, and that we're praying for you as you pray for yourself. God bless. Have a great weekend. And Lord willing, we'll be back with you on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Bye-bye.